Yeah, a loss in a game where I again feel we could have gotten a little bit more away from it. Had the PK, we also had the chances in second half, or especially one with Marcus, where he's unfortunate. Keeper did well. I remember also there was a crossball headed, also cleared from player of the line. So we had the opportunities, but didn't make it. And in the end, I feel like there's just a little bit of missing before we get the result that we want.
Can you put your finger sort of on what it is that's missing? What are some of the things you guys need to focus on to turn the results in?
I feel like we should. I talked to the boys today. We said we're gonna try and see if everybody can just bring maybe 1% more, and overall that's gonna bring in a lot of extra energy. And I think it's that little things. It's those details that are missing, but details are important in games, and especially on the highest level where the games are. There are no team that's much better than the other.
The travel is always going to be a challenge in this league. You're playing in the Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. How did you prepare for that, and how much of an impact did that have?
We don't want to give the referees the blame. We don't want to give the travels the blame. We're looking at ourselves.
Well, actually, not instruments and travel. You know, that's been a constant theme in the conversations that we've had here. How much do you think the travel has both affects how you play and how you prepare?
You have to take it into consideration, but if Canada wants a professional league, you have a country that's this size. That's the reality. There's no way around it. It can't be changed. So if you want to play professional football in Canada, travel is a part of it.
Marcus, are you feeling a little bit sort of stick pit when it comes to buying the back of the net? I know Nathan came up with a huge save today. It seems like
you're there. Not really. It's part of the game. As long as I'm getting chances, getting myself in the right areas, and my teammates trying to find me, the ball's going to go in more as the season progresses, I think. Been a little unlucky, could have been a little more clinical, but I don't dwell on it. It's part of the game. Players miss chances, you score chances. You can have a run of form where you get 3-3 and then go 5 without scoring. So I don't really let it affect my mind state at all.
Putting today's result aside, are you enjoying the experience as a veteran with a very young team trying to help these guys break into the professional ranks?
Yeah, I enjoy every day. Every day I come to work, it's enjoyable. I think we've got a young team and a bunch of players that are prepared to work hard and they want to improve. And I think Noah's a good example. I think he comes to work every day with a mindset to get better and to learn. And I think he's a prime example of the league, what can happen. You know, he's been called into the national team, which I think is, you know, credit to himself and the coaching staff for sure.
What was that national team experience like for you?
Yeah, for me it was the first time being called in with the men's team, so it's very special. I've worked with John before, so you know, I think once you work with a coach, it's every experience here with him is very similar. You know, he's very tactical, he's very smart, he's very clear. He's a good coach, and you know, for me it was just great opportunity to go in and train and be around the guys and, you know, just help support them as they're getting ready for the Gold Cup.
How much of a motivator is that and the Olympic possibility as well for you day to day?
Yeah, of course. I mean, long term, of you know, Olympics and the men's team is something that I'd like to work towards and definitely a goal. I mean, right now I'm just focused on day to day, working harder and, you know, becoming the player I want to be and just, you know, trying to tap into my potential.
One last one for Michael. Gonzalez has been a nice little lad for you guys in the middle of the park there. What are you sort of seeing from him? What does he have for this time?
he has a bit of a physical presence, but to be honest, he's also thrown into it. Right? He doesn't speak English that well, so he could probably also have needed a little bit more time to adjust. But he brings a physical presence that's been important for us. And now it's up to the young guys. We have Ali, for instance, Alessandro, who now has a fight to get into the team. And competition is a part of the game too. It's also something that develops players. So the better competition we can get, the better players have to be in training, and hopefully the better they'll ultimately get.
You didn't bring a full complement of subs. I guess the injuries, suspensions that kept guys away. Is there? I think you've had a guy who's going to be out for most of the rest of the year. Are you picking up another player? There seems to be a new rule: bring in another player to keep under the salary cap.
Yeah, well, we're looking. Obviously, we're looking. But first and foremost, we're working with the guys that are there. We're not thinking about who's not there. So we're working with those that are there and trying to see if we can improve them.